Triple M breakfast. Like Ream, steady, hot and strong all morning. Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
Hello, podcasters. Welcome to it, the Origin edition of the podcast. It was just wall-to-wall Origin chat today. Not mad about it. Wally Lewis was on the show. Dobbo from In Origin Camp. Nate Miles features. But we also took a quick break just to talk living funerals. You want one, Margot, where you force everyone to come and celebrate you while you're still alive.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Cam from Brussels was saying I was driving.
Having a stroke. Have that funeral soon.
I was driving behind a hearse and saw it was a cardboard coffin.
Yeah, nice.
What?
What?
The handles were green wire you see on the clothesline.
Yeah.
Don't know if you can buy that or if it was a DIY coffin that they made at home. Can you play Mongrel Dog for me, please? Yeah. Because that's what reminds me of that. Remember when the two sisters were fighting over the dad and what was going to happen with his body?
Is that where that audio came from?
Oh, she just went and put him in a pine box. You mongrel dog.
That's where that came from.
Yeah, that's where that came from. They were fighting over how dad was going to be buried. One sister didn't want to waste the money on a proper coffin, and the other one did.
Look at this. I've just looked this up, Do-It-Yourself Coffins. There's a book called Do-It-Yourself Coffins for Pets and People, for people who want to be buried in their own work.
Pet. Don't you just put a pet straight in the ground? A pet doesn't need a coffin.
No, I've buried a lot of pets.
Our Broncos Nuffy producer, Snowy, remember he found the Broncos coffin.
God, it had a lot of paint on it. You wouldn't want to cremate that coffin. Can you imagine the fumes coming off it? You'd kill people at the actual funeral.
Plus,
you make your own coffin? That's a good idea.
You could have Ted and Kath and Hillary and Harry.
Just all the names. It's a good threat.
All of your co-hosts, we'd fill the whole box.
You know what else you can do?
Put a few of them in.
You know, you can donate your body to science. You can also donate your body to forensic labs where they throw it in a forest for the young kids to analyse. What happens to the body over time?
How much do you get for that?
Okay, here's a 3-week-old body. This is what it looks like. Yeah. So the young forensic scientist can get an idea. Okay, that's 3 weeks. And then Marto's over there. He's been here 6 months. Margot's still alive trying to have her funeral. You can go through different phases.
It's pretty amazing, the human body, isn't it, when you think about it? You know, like me standing here talking. Like that's... Like the makeup of that is incredible.
Like
the brain and the spirit and everything came from Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
Like it's incredible how it happens.
Can I just check that
you're having
forest.
An existential moment. Yeah, moment now.
I was just looking at you going, I'm looking at how you're working and you're talking and your eyes are moving.
Here's how your brain.
The neurological pathways in your brain
works like that, whereas I'm thinking they'd have to have a good fence around that forest, otherwise dogs would get in and dig them up and eat. God, he ate Steve's arm.
I'm not suggesting you kill anyone, but if you wanted to, wouldn't that be the best place to put the body?
Oh, my God.
Throw it over the fence.
But say feed it to the pigs.
Again.
Pigs.
Pigs, because pigs crush bones.
Anytime anyone does it in one of those wood chippers, it always gets found
DNA,
out.
DNA gets left. Pigs eat you from top to bottom. Do not leave a thing. Not a toenail, not a bone.
When the pig poos you out.
I'm going to have to play this. I'm going to have to play this. Sorry.
So just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Exactly.
Quit murdering people.
If everyone quit murdering people, there'd be...
No more murder.
Well, you die anyway.
Forensics wouldn't have a job.
Yeah. Oh, we wouldn't need
to. Just creating industries, aren't
we? That's two ways to stop murder. Stop killing people or stop complaining about it. If someone gets killed, just push on.
Well, thanks, Cam from Brussels. Next, Crafty from Boonville. Have we become the Ipswich Network? I thought we were the Hooning Network.
Well, you always say, where is that? Out the back of Ipswich somewhere.
Boonville's in the middle of Ipswich. Even more smoke in my kitchen this morning. We're talking about smoky Brisbane. Smoky barbecue sauce all over my bacon, cheese and egg roll. Breakfast of champions. What? Hopefully the Queensland boys are tucking into it this morning.
Queenslander.
Bacon, cheese and egg roll with a bit of barbie. I'm a tomato sauce girl, so that doesn't really appeal to me.
I'm a tomato sauce girl too. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Do you barbecue or tomato motto?
Both. Whatever I touch first.
Tomato.
Tomato on pies.
Tomato Martin.
Often need burgers. I'll go barbecue.
River calls Marto tomato.
Yeah. What? I know. Little kids.
So cute. She goes, how's tomato, Mum?
Why would Crafty from Boobaloo
even
bother?
Did you work with tomato today?
Yeah.
She says.
Oh, yeah.
She calls me River. She calls me shit stick.
Can you tell her?
That's cute as well.
Can you tell her I call her Brisbane? Can you tell her? Can you tell her I call her Brisbane?
Brisbane River.
Mm.
I should get her a bag of those. I heard there's a brown snake Allens are doing now.
Oh. Where do you get them from?
Alan's.
Who's promoting it?
Alan's Lollies, I think.
Yeah, but I did.
One of the other radio stations.
Oh, how dare you?
Sorry to bring it up.
The reason a brown snake isn't it, because what happens when you go to the toilet? You look down, oh, look at that, brown snake. So that's not going to be a popular flavour, is it?
What's it taste like, though? Not the shit, the snake. Does the snake take
a rest? Do I look like a shit
eater?
It's
racist, isn't it?
Oh,
like when I say I'm going to drop the Samoan family off of the pool.
That's not what we said. No one even implied.
When did we get?
You said it's racist, and then said the racist thing after.
That's also racist. Don't say that. And also don't say to a black man, you know what they say, once you go black.
I'm nervous now.
Yeah.
Right. I did that. What? I did that on Saturday night.
Did you?
At the Broncos. The Dolphins. That's
and you were co-hosting
racist.
With Matty O'Kine.
I was co-hosting with Matt O'Kine, who is a lovely dark-skinned gentleman.
He's a legend, one of the greats.
And he was very funny, and I offended him by saying, because we were talking about a black car, we were giving away a Havel.
Oh.
And I said, oh, it's black too, you know what they say about black. Oh, you never go back.
Now, didn't he say, I don't know,
he goes, I don't know, Margot, what do they say?
Did you continue or did you take that opportunity to say,
I said what I'm about to say is casually racist, but I'm going to continue because I'm in my stream of thought.
I've got to drop a brown snake. I'll be back.
Okay.
You should stick to anatomy, Margot.
The brain is a muscle.
The brain is a wonderful muscle.
I'm not racist.
Go back to your existential moment.
I have indigenous children.
Yeah.
I heard someone the other day also say they exercise their brain.
Oh. Yeah, but that's just an expression.
No, that was your membrane.
Mm. But what?
Are you okay?
Are you origined out or something? Oh, we let you go, eh? Let us all go. Yeah. Oh,
she's turned her own microphone off.
Well done. I'm hanging
I think
up
your mic
too.
Was...
That's enough.
The microphones have
Hello.
A rate.
Oh, here I am.
They have a racism limit on them. You say three racist things, they turn off.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbane ass.
On your Origin morning, and it would be remiss of us on Origin Day not to talk to the man who won so many Player of the Series medals that they named the medal after him.
Just gave up, didn't they?
We'll just call it the Wally Lewis medal and we'll just give it to him before the match. The one and only, the king. Are you in Adelaide yet, Wally Lewis?
No, just about to head there, mate. Can't wait to get there. I'm starting to get itchy. And a bit of a surprise, a bloke my age, apprentice pensioner, getting nervous about the outcome of a game.
Oh, well, obviously a former Origin great yourself, but also Channel 9. What are your commitments over the next 24 hours? What does Origin look like for Wally Lewis, the king?
Doing a pile of radio stuff. As soon as I get to Adelaide, there's a lot of the stations down there, and I guess it's no surprise, Margo, when they say they're not really all that well educated on rugby league and what it's all about, and they'll ask for the best players on each team and who they are to watch. But really, I'll be answering the questions, but you've been there, done that. You know how nervous we get in the build-up to these games. We go in a little bit of a quiet pattern where we don't feel like talking to anybody, and we just, I think, have that fear of failure in the back of our minds. But Queenslanders, I think we've always, given each other a huge rap and the best of wishes for the game. And I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, Wally, just on that confusion in Adelaide, can we play this punter from Channel 9 News last night? We're convinced this is an AFL fan, obviously in Adelaide, who's only just discovered State of Origin.
Oh, it has to be Queensland by 15, I think. By
2.5 goals, we reckon he made.
15. That's what you're dealing with.
Hey, Wally, I watched them hop off the bus the other day when they got to Adelaide, and there was Cam Smith, there was Billy, there was Thursto. Incredible. And Nate Miles is one of the mentors as well. Incredible coaching lineup. And then who hopped off but Alan Langer. What role would he be playing these days? It wouldn't be necessarily an on-field one, would it?
Look, the message service, I think, is the big one from him as well. He loves to inspire the players when he gets there. But having been around Alf previously and seen what he does, most of this is pre-match and post-match.
You're being very diplomatic, Wally.
Entertainment director, would you describe
it? Yeah, that's a nice way. You know, I wasn't smart enough to come up with the title, but entertainment director, and certainly once the full-time Hooter's gone, that'll increase to a record level.
Does anyone know? Is he running the water? Is Alf still running the water for Origin? I believe he is.
I don't think that's water. So. And I think it's post.
Oh, you're going to smog your Red Bull?
Red Bull.
Well, go.
Sorry, Will.
Yeah, the vodka Red Bull always plays an enormous role in Alf's life. I shouldn't imagine it'd get too much of a start during the game, but once the full-time
Alfie
comes,
gets a bad rap, doesn't he?
Deserve it.
Wally, Marto brought to our attention, obviously, 10 days worth of camp that the boys are in. There's not a lot of footy being played, a lot of bonding, obviously, just bringing the team together. You've got the best of the best, the cream of the crop of Queensland coming together. It's not much of a tough gig as the coach. It's more just, what, about synchronising plays and getting them together as a bit of a team. What does coaching Queensland look like? What do they need, the boys, ahead of this game tonight?
Oh, well, it'll be an opportunity, I think, for, and I'm sure Billy's done it in the best way possible. He's already been successful once, but he spends an enormous amount of time studying the strength of the opposition. After speaking to him last year, he said that the most pleasurable moment for him was at the end of the Origin series, where he used to get to be able to catch up on his sleep. He said that he used to wake up at different times throughout the course of the night, and he'd be thinking about a New South Wales player and thinking, oh, hang on a minute, I saw this bloke missing a tackle or two on the weekend, and he'll get up and he'll go through the videos of those and have a look and try and work out what is best for Queensland's chances should they try and make the most of those mistakes that the New South Wales players make.
Who wins it, Wal, and by how much?
Look, I think it's going to be a pretty tight one, this one. I'm not sort of sure what role the ground in Adelaide or the fans will have on it, but it'll be a pretty low-scoring game. I think it'll be 14-12. Queensland will have only got one eye in every Origin series, and it's to back the Queenslanders, but this is going to be a tight one. To win it, though, the Queenslanders are going to have to get over the size of the New South Wales pack. It's one of the biggest that they've ever had, and I think that if we can outplay them, keep the speed of the game up high, then we have our best chances.
Oh, well, we'll let you go, mate. We know you're busy. We're about to open up our phones, actually, and put people in the running for a Mitsubishi Triton by giving us their best.
Queenslander!
Oh, dear Lord, there's some from last year.
Have you ever done one, Wal?
Yes. I think Wally's done one for us.
Yeah, there's plenty for you guys.
Yeah.
Can you give us one on the way out the door, sir?
No. All right, on the way out, here we go. Queenslander!
You'll get it. Better, Wal. Yes, hey, Wal's on Triple M tonight too, calling the game.
And you can stream Origin exclusive live and free on 9 Now or Channel 9 from 7 PM. The King, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Marto, Margo and Dan
on Triple M. June 5th at Stadium Australia. Now, we're going back a fair way here when Paul Gallen and Nate Miles went toe-to-toe in the last ever Origin fight. This was the fight. Do you remember? I think Gallen had a sore knee leading into the game, and Nate Miles gave it a bit of a twist. He's never spoken about it badly, Nate Miles. He doesn't speak poorly about Gallen, and Gallen says, yeah, that's nice, because he did some stuff to me. That's why I landed a couple on him. There's never been a punch thrown again, a proper punch. There's been a lot of shaking and all the rest of it and throwing handbags, but there's never been a proper fight since this fight, because the NRL virtually ruled it out. Now, let's just remember, the Blues started the game strongly with tries to Hain. Hain? Do you remember Jared Hain?
No. Who's that?
And Michael Jennings setting up a 14-0 lead. So they're ahead 14-0. So tempers flared just before halftime.
Both.
Did they ever? Both. Did they? And we both? Reviewed it. We reviewed it in our preparation for this bit. Did they land flush?
I think Gallen would have won a points decision, I think.
Yeah, and Nate Miles, well, his head just absorbed it all, because it's an enormous thing of beauty. It's the eighth wonder of the world, Nate Miles' head.
Gal's like he didn't break a wrist.
We caught up with Nate Miles yesterday, who had this to say about the encounter. Can you remind us about that incident and what happened? Did you push him or give him a little bit of trouble before that?
Oh, look, mate, I seen his shoelaces were undone, so I tried to tie him up for him. He wasn't happy. A couple of different things happened, but yeah.
Miles, I said before, we're about to speak to a bloke who punched Paul Gallen in the head. How good would that be? And then Marto corrected me and said, you headbutted his fist. I've reviewed the footage. It's hard to tell, because the people walking around
hit
the
you? Yeah,
did, but did you land one on him, Milesy?
Absolutely no chance. It's the 10-year anniversary of everyone found out I can't fight. So that's how I remember it.
Do you remember the headline in the paper the next day, no?
Nah, probably a swear word. I could.
No, have a listen.
Nate, it was miles to the gallon.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
Clever.
There you go.
And if you didn't know, Tyson Fury, the world's heavyweight boxing champion, he may end up fighting Paul Gallen, and it could be worth $20 million to Paul Gallen, they're talking. He's looking for a straight
opponent. I hope he gets it, man. Everyone deserves $20
million. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't we? All of us especially.
Tyson punch the shit out of me for $20 million.
I'd let him too.
There it is, 10-year anniversary of the big dust-up with Gallen. Nate Miles on the show yesterday. If you want the full chat, go to the listener app, search Marto, Margo and Dan. The whole thing's up there.
We need Biff to come back tonight. Can you imagine the Broncos quartet?
I was just watching it. It's
Carrigan
incredible.
And Flegler v. Haas and Pengai in a stink in the first 2 minutes.
What
would
about Fafita v. Pengai, old Broncos rivals?
There's Broncos all over the place in the engine room.
Haas v. Carrigan or Tino. Big Tino. Oof.
Oh, get him in there.
This chat has scared off Latrell Mitchell. That's why he's not playing.
My shoulders.
Doesn't want to get put in a headlock. All right, game on. Marto, Margo and Dan, you can listen in the
car or wherever you can. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo in the afternoon. They'll have everything you need to know with any last-minute changes to the Origin team this afternoon, but we thought we'd get the jump and get Dobbo on right now, live in Adelaide for Origin 1. Dobbo, hello, sir. What do you know?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you? Well, it's Christmas in May. Well, it's the end of May, but I tell you what, how good is the game one state of Origin? While we're playing it in South Australia, I'm still missed a bite, but you know what? There is an Origin game here tonight, so let's
It's about money.
On.
It's about money, isn't it, Dobbo?
Yeah, unreal. Look, I mean, they do say it's going to have 48,000. It's a magnificent stadium, Adelaide Oval. It is an absolute, it's history. I mean, you've got the Chapel Stand, you've got the Bradman Stand, then you've got some AFL players. But it's not a rugby league or rugby union purpose-built stand.
It's an oval. So, that's the problem.
That's a big, big problem. And so, look, I don't want to be negative, but they're going to have 48,000 there of the 50. And I'd reckon 90% of them don't even know what rugby league is, but they're getting the tickets and they're going to be there, and let's bring it on.
Has anything changed in the last 24 hours? Any position changes? Anyone? I heard Ruben Cotter maybe.
Look, Billy was asked about whether or not they're going to start with Tom Flegler at the beginning. Everybody's talking fireworks. Everybody's talking Payne, Haas and Tavita up against Flegler and Lindsay Collins. And if you put those four out, they are going to scrap. Make no mistakes about it. But does Billy Slater start with Ruben Cotter, or does he even bring Tino in?
Tino, big Tino. That's what my sources are telling me, Dobbo.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what everybody's saying. But Billy, in his typical way, when asked, was, we'll be making a decision an hour before the game. That decision's been made. I tell you, defensively, and I don't want to get too technical, the centres, they have swapped sides. So Val Holmes normally defends on the left-hand side. He'll be defending on the right. The Hammer's back on the left. And I don't know if they did that because now Latrell's not there. I'm not quite sure. And they're worried about Stephen Crichton. Whatever reason, that's what they've done. But
Dobbo, it's a story that we're running around on the weekend. Did they get carved up on that side by the Ipswich Jets? Is that why maybe the change in positions?
The Ipswich Jets with Tom Dearden playing 5'8". So let's not get too carried. Tom Dearden was the 5'8". So they got carved up by Tom Dearden. Yes. That is true. But that was on Friday in that semi-opposed. They had a bit more time to do it. We're in South Australia. We had the Premier dining us with wine last night, but I don't know whether or not that's going to bring us back. But either way, we're here.
Dobbo, how's Nathan Cleary's tooth? Have you talked to his dentist? Will it be extracted? Will it be anesthetised? What's going on?
I don't know why a toothache makes so many headlines, but I do know that if you want to talk about people who are tough, Pat Carrigan had a wisdom tooth pulled out of the chair on the Monday and played on the Friday. Old mate's got a toothache, and this is just garbage.
You don't run with your teeth.
As if he's not playing.
It always works in our favour, Dobbo, when we're the underdogs, you know, and not many people have tipped us to win this. Billy Slater's approach is pretty calm, cool, casual kind of guy. You know, he's. I really like him. And
he's the best.
Yeah. What have you seen the mood of the camp down at Sanctuary Cove like this year compared to other years?
Margo, you're 100% correct. Look, I mean, he is very calm, but what he does do is he just doesn't give you anything. He's so measured, which is boring for a rugby league journalist. Like, you want somebody to come out and make it. Like, Freddie gives them gold every single day in New South Wales.
Stupid.
Bill gives you nothing. Yesterday, when asked whether or not Obviously, Anastasia came out and said, listen, we believe that there should be two games in Queensland and one in New South Wales, and then it swaps over. He was asked that in the press conference, and you know what he said? I don't care. I actually don't care. I'm here to win a game of football. He's just very focused, and a lot like his football was. It was all about preparation, and that's what he's at. He doesn't give an absolute rat's where he's at, and that's all he is. And look, he's very warm. He does what he has to from immediate commitments, but after that, it's like it's Billy's world. And hopefully, you know, I mean, history shows that 70% of the teams that win game one go on to win the series. So hopefully tonight we're playing for a decider in Suncorp on the 21st of June.
Hey, you're doing Triple M. I hear Wally might be with you, is he?
Mate, and he's getting picked up by a chauffeur at the airport. If you're the king, you get royalty. We're all actually staying at the Oval Hotel, which is a hotel at the Adelaide Oval. Well, we all had to get the cabs and the Ubers and whatever. Not the king,
he's
mate.
He's the king. He gets a charity. Obviously.
King is getting his own car delivered, and he'll be escorted to the ground. But when you're royalty, that's what you get.
That's right. Well, Wally Lewis is joining us 7:20 on the show this morning. And then everything else you need to know, Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo, the rush hour this afternoon here on Triple M. Good on you, Dobbo. At ease.
See you guys.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbane As.
104.5 Triple M, Marto, Margo and Dan with you on your Origin Wednesday. We've tracked down the King of Origin, Wally Lewis. He's going to be joining us at 20 past 8. It's time right now to talk to the King of Comedy, though. Harley Breen's in Harles. We normally play your intro before we talk to you, but I just want to...
It's not even accurate anyway. I've got a beard.
Wait for this.
We've got a new one for you. Are you happy that we've mixed it up for Origin, right?
Yeah.
Harley Breen. Origin machine as a sideline umpire, he'd look mean. It's Harley Breen.
Ta-da. Wow, you really, stretched it there, didn't you, guys?
Queenslander.
Look, we're pretty pumped up at our house. It's Maroon fever at our house now. Of course, I'm at the moment, and not for much longer, coming from the sister station down in Melbourne. So I am closer to where the action is going to be tonight, which I was amazed to hear was going to be over in Adelaide. You don't hear Adelaide and think rugby league, do you? It's not really
not
something
at all.
That runs across there. And I got a text message from our wonderful producer, Snowy. He said, can you talk about the state of origin? And have you got anything on Adelaide being a shithole? And I went, okay.
A leading question.
You mean Radelaide?
Radelaide is great. And we do go for the Maroons, but as my three-year-old calls them, the Ramones. So from now on, the Queensland team will be the Ramones from now on. Good on them. The thing about Adelaide is a great city. It's got the most famous wine region in Australia, the Barossa. I know all of the rugby league fans will be very excited
Good
to hear
Shiraz.
That.
Good Shiraz.
It does. It's got the third most expensive building in the world, the Adelaide Hospital. The Adelaide Hospital has just been completed, and it came in at a price tag of $2.7 billion, which makes it the third most expensive building in the world.
What are they
curing? Well, I don't know how long it's been for you, Marto, since you've been in Adelaide, but they've got a lot of work to do. It is the city of churches is one way it's known. It's also a free settlement, so it's not a convict settlement in Australia. Just ask anyone in Adelaide. They all love spouting off the fact that it's a free settlement. Yeah. They also admit the fact that the founder was a pedo. Anyway, let's move on. It's a planned city. It's on a grid, and it's also known as the 20-minute city for this reason too. So even with the influx of footy mad fans coming over from New South Wales and Queensland, it's still a city you can get across in 20 minutes. That's because there is absolutely nothing going on in Adelaide. I mean, other than Mad March, you might have heard Adelaide referred to as the festival city, but what they do is they put on about 17 festivals all in one month, right? And that's the month of March. It has Australia's largest fringe festival, the Adelaide Fringe Festival. And for that month, Adelaide is incredible. It's kind of like Christmas lunch, you know? All the trimmings are there. It's a wonderful place. Outside of that, it's a little bit like after Christmas lunch, and now Adelaide's just the dad sitting on a couch with his short shorts on, one nut hanging out, going, no one's coming. So enjoy the city. I mean, trash it. You won't even notice, really, what's going on. Go the Ramones.
Come on, your Harles. See you next week, brother.
Hey!
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M.
It's time. It's time. Something when you open up the box. Oh, hang on. Where are you?
There you are.
You're over there. Sorry, mate.
You wearing boxing gloves or something?
I don't mean to silence you on that.
We're just getting our vocal cords ready. Need a little bit of silence.
Queensland.
It's time to get yourself on the shortlist to win a Mitsubishi Triton thanks to Keystar Auto World. Tomorrow morning, Pat Rafter Arena, someone wins it.
Call now!
You've got to get on the show to get shortlisted, and here's an easy way to get on the show. Call up and rip one of these out.
Queenslander! We did it last year. We had the best female Queenslanders of all time.
And that was sexist.
Play some more.
That was sexist.
Oh, could you imagine her yelling at you for not mowing the lawn?
Play another one.
Can you imagine making love to her?
Oh. That'd be more like it. Hit that high note.
Dad, keep the noise down.
How about making love to this one?
Queenslander. Oh, dear Billy.
The original Billy Moore. Steve in Crestmead, why don't you kick us off on 133353? If it's good enough, we'll put you in the running for a Mitsubishi Triton, sir.
Queenslander!
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Is he in?
Yeah, he can go straight in.
Did you bust him for Val, Steve?
I wanted more on the end.
All right, well, too late.
Well, you can take that into your joke.
See, that's a sorry.
Steve?
He's like a remote control car. You just tell him and it goes.
We'll see you tomorrow morning,
good
mate.
You can
win yourself a Mitsubishi Triton.
Oh, Steve's in.
What
well
about
done,
the girls?
Mate.
Look, we need to be Noah. The arc. We need a male female. We need one of each species.
We need all of the above.
I'm happy to just let it rip.
Okay.
If they're good enough, we'll just put them in the running. You guys tell me if you think it's good enough. We'll put a heap of people in here. Give them some feedback. If it's not good enough, like you did there with the R, let them ramp it up. They can have a couple of
Give them a second chance.
Opportunity.
133353, Keystar Auto World. Want to give you a Mitsubishi Triton. Give us your best.
Count the blues. Count the blues.
Jason in water, make it your own, mate. 133353 is the number. On the shortlist for a Mitsubishi Triton, if it's good enough, let it rip.
All right. Queenslander!
Wow, that's good.
Go again, Jace.
Queenslander!
Hold him there. Let's go to Cameron in Brussel. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, mate, give us your best Queenslander.
You're guilty. Queenslander!
Yeah, I like it. Give him, put him in.
Jason, don't go anywhere. We may come back. Maddie, well done, Cam. See you tomorrow. Maddie from Arumba Downs.
Yeah.
Go, Maddie. Take it away.
Let's go. Queenslander!
Oh, you've got a choir. Oh, a Queenslander choir.
What was that?
I've got the twins in the background ready to go.
Oh, go Maddie, again. Give us again.
Go again.
You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Queenslander! Wow, put Maddie in.
God blimey.
Maddie and the twins, in you go.
We need to get you a bigger car, Maddie. Maybe a Mitsubishi Triton, so the twins are further away from you.
Jack in the Grange. Morning.
Morning, guys. All right. Prepare yourself.
Okay, we're prepared.
Queenslander!
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to give Jason from Warner another opportunity. Okay. Go back to Jace. Come on, mate. You've seen what the competition is. You ready to let it rip?
Come on, mate.
Yeah, I want the Triton. All right, here we go.
Queenslander!
It's just a bit quick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Slow, you, like, just draw
it down.
Draw it out.
Yeah, make it go over 3.5 seconds.
We want to feel the passion.
Queenslander!
I'm happy.
You happy?
In you go, Jace. We're just joshing with you.
Beauty.
Can't be like that.
Steve from Christmas in. Jason from Waters in. Cameron from Brussel. Maddie Marumba Downs and Jack from the Grange. You're all going to in with the opportunity tomorrow morning. We're going to see you out at Pat Rafter Arena to win the Triton.
Yeah, well, thanks to Keystar Auto
World.
Triton!
It's Marto and Margo
and Dan on Triple M. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
It's a wonderful cause that you're raising money for, Margot Parker. Unfortunately, the way you're raising money is by singing, which is good for no one. And you brought this to our attention yesterday.
I was heading off to my first singing lesson.
Well, you're not aware that we've tracked down the audio from your first
secret
singing.
Secret microphone.
I'm reticent to play it.
You've always been an enthusiastic singer.
I love singing, and I'd sing in the car, the shower, at home, here in the studio. I know that I'm not great. The
problem is,
I feel like I can maybe hold a tone if I was trained or, you know, something. So I was excited about the prospect of the singing lesson because I thought maybe this
is someone coaching you.
Yeah. So what I've done is I've put my hand up. There's an event called Unsung Heroes happening at the end of the year. It's a singing competition, but in turn I also have to raise money for the Carers Foundation, who provide respite and care for carers. But I'm up against eight other people, and some of those people can actually properly sing. Yeah.
And well,
it's like
I,
masked singer, but you'll actually see your face.
It's not masked.
Haven't the carers been through enough? Now they have to deal with this. Yeah. You love singing, but singing doesn't love you, Margaret. That's historical.
Okay, that's
audio.
Ripped from my Instagram at about 2 o'clock in the morning, but and still, 1,000 espresso martinis.
That's when you should be at the best, at your best, 2 in the morning.
No,
shouldn't you?
Let's get. Do you want to hear this audio?
Well,
from
I'm
the,
singing
yesterday.
With a proper singing coach. Like she's an like world class opera singer. Oh, she's a vocal coach, like Lisa Lachlan Bell. She's amazing, and she's so kindly donating her time to me.
You're over talking in some way because you don't want me to play this audio.
I don't want you to play it.
I've got some of Lisa Marto. This is her singing coach, who is outstanding.
Like a fine wine.
That is world class. So that's what it should sound like.
We should play a bit more of that music. Give Akka Dakka a miss and just play a bit
of
that.
Make people more calm in the morning, I reckon. It's so calming.
We should play this into the Blues Origin camp just to really demotivate them. Margo attempting that.
You said you had...
I was doing warm-ups.
Oh, they warm-ups.
Did you get warm at all?
Did she tell you to come from your diaphragm?
Diaphragm. We talked about the diaphragm.
Can you just hum it, perhaps?
I'm thinking maybe we might do like a Britney Spears style of what miming.
Lip syncing.
Yeah. Or just have really heavy like vocal track in the back so it just kind of drowns out my
backing singing.
Singers,
that'd be a
maybe.
Good one.
Yeah, or I could have a choir.
You need a gospel choir to fix this.
You cut it off. She said, beautiful.
In your mind, do you think you sound like her?
No.
No, I'm good.
I know I don't sound like her.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Patronising.
Okay.
That's her actually on the phone in the background at Uber Eats. She's not actually. Was it to the large cheeseburger?
Yeah, it's a really interesting process. I had to blow through straws to try and open up my vocal box and get my little vocal cords in sync with each other because she said they're out of sync at the moment. But all of this stuff she said will actually help my voice at the radio with speaking as well.
When did she put the earmuffs on? Halfway through or the whole time?
And Dan on Triple M. I don't know if everyone's like us. We're at the top of Caxton Street in our studio, but it's extremely smoky here, and I believe in most of Brisbane it is, but there's been a decision made that there's not enough smoke around from that one at Brookfield that they've been... They're burn-offs to save us during bushfire season to get rid of the fuel load. There's planned burns today for Parkinson Bushland and Tegalpa Creek Reserve this morning from 10 a.m.
So the smoke's going to hang around for a bit longer.
Well, just add a bit more smoke in there.
Are they taking the piss? It's World No Tobacco Day. Having a laugh.
I know. Breathe in. Oh,
no! Don't breathe.
Don't breathe in.
Don't go outside.
Just hold your breath.
Get your asthma puffers
day.
Up.
Put your puffers up.
There's certain words I love, and I was watching the news last night, and God, I love this one.
Anti-hooning cameras will be rolled out across Townsville, Moreton Bay, and Logan as part of a state government budget commitment. The $6 million mobile.
Okay, they're spending money. I love just the word hooning. You are such a hoon. Where did it come from, you wonder? And I especially love it when important people, like what's that bloke Cameron Dick? Is he the member for something or other cars or roads or...
Member for something or other cars,
sounds good to see a member of parliament. I love it when they use the word hoon.
This is new technology, and we are giving the Queensland Police Service new technology to help continue the crackdown on hooning.
Oh, what's the technology?
these cameras. I don't know where they're going to be, whether they're in Hooning hotspots or anything. What is Hooning?
At the Gold Coast lights at Yatala, you mean?
Turn the lights into cameras.
I'd say so. That's a classic. Yeah. Industrial estates. But in your mind, what is Hooning?
If burnout, speeding.
Funny how you know it. Burnout. Donut. If I did a quick donut.
That's a burnout.
What's the difference between a burnout and a donut?
Just smoking of the tyres, anything really.
Well, burnout can just be a quick little side, but a donut, you've got to
go. Donut, you've got to go round and round.
What about if it rains?
Margot knows. Ask her. She's the expert.
It may never rain again, but what happens if it rains and you come around a corner and have a bit of a the bum slides
out?
Well,
this is what I did in front of Darren Power, the mayor of Logan. No, that was accidental.
Are you hoon?
If I did it intentionally. And just held it and held it and held it and held it.
Yeah, that's hooning.
But mine was a little quick slip. Well, that's drifting.
Hang on, it is drifting.
You're confused. No, hooning is the umbrella category. Drifting is underneath hooning. They're all parts of hooning.
Yeah,
burnout's a part of hooning.
Drifting's legal at a drifting track where it's professionally, like... Done.
Oh, so there's hooning stadiums. So yeah, should like it be in the Olympics?
If you go to Willowbank, drag racing, that is a form of hooning because they're burnouts and going way too fast, but it's a professional outfit and industry.
So controlled hooning
is okay.
This is embarrassing. How long have you been in Queensland for? And also, you're on Triple M.
Triple M, the Hooning Network. Yes.
You should know, Marto.
I just wanted clarification. Disgrace.
You've been hooning down bloody Hale Street. That's why you got all those speeding fines.
Hold on. There's not. Yeah, listen, they're going to get you.
At this stage, three cameras will be part of the trial designed to deter hooning and gather evidence for prosecution.
Oh, three cameras in the whole of Queensland. Oh, I wonder where they are. Don't forget.
Triple M, the Hooning Network.
We've got your eyes.
I think it was supposed to be like a drive responsibly, or we don't condone any of Marto's thoughts because, you know, he's a goose.
He doesn't even know what hooning is. I'm embarrassed.
No, just checking.
You've got a maroon beanie on and a maroon's jersey, and you don't know what hooning is. Have you paid that speeding fine yet, by the way?
No, I'm battling it. Remember that, wasn't I? Or is it? Oh, they're probably battling Spur are probably going to confiscate my car. Let's
contesting, I think.
Triple M Breakfast. Marto, Margo and Dan on 104.5 Triple M.
Hey, we've been talking a lot of Origin boys. We spoke to Nate Miles yesterday. We had Dobbo on this morning as well, in and around what Billy Slater is like as a coach. And we know that our guy, Reece Walsh, Reece Lightning, has been given the call-up to feature at fullback.
Big gamble ahead of Kalyn Ponga.
It certainly is, but there were concerns around Kalyn Ponga's head. He got a few knocks again on the weekend, Marto. It's not looking good for poor Kalyn. And he's disappointed. He came out and he said, "I'm disappointed not to be there. Everyone wants to play Origin. I feel like my form is good enough, but I obviously understand their concerns around the concussion stuff."
I'm mainly worried about his tattoos. Have you seen some of them? Oh, they're silly.
No, I haven't.
Well, go and have a look at Kalyn Ponga, no shirt on.
I'll do some
silly
research.
Tattoos. I'd worry about his head.
But an incredible opportunity for Reece Walsh, you know, where he's incredible for the Broncos. He just wants to get in and play with the ball, you know, and run like Reece Lightning, you call him. You've nicknamed him. And he's on the front page of the paper today with lightning bolts surrounding him.
Look at those. Reece Lightning to
shock the Blues.
Look at those eyes.
He's set to strike.
Look at those thighs.
But there's obviously been some concern. Is he ready? Is he consistent enough? Has he proved himself? He's only played 50 NRL games. He obviously played back in 2019. Some people said he wasn't.
Well, he got picked, but he
wasn't
never
good
played.
Enough. He wasn't ready then. Now he's ready, right? And Billy Slater, of course, being the greatest fullback of all time in Origin that we've ever seen.
Greatest coach, too. He's 100%. 100% strike rate.
Incredible mentor for him. And, you know, he's cool, calm, collected. He was at the press conference yesterday. He's been working one-on-one with Reece Walsh at training. And the journalist said, hey, is Reece Walsh the right guy for the job? Is he going to find that there's too much pressure?
Well, he was Reece Walsh ready for Origin. And Freddie, how much pressure do you put on the debutant?
Have you seen Reece Walsh play?
Yeah.
Cop a bit of that
bang,
one, mate.
Bang.
His follow-up question was, why are so many people moving to Queensland? And Billy just went, have you been to Queensland, mate? Yeah. What a stupid question.
And then the journalist followed up with, oh, well, we know Origin's a different beast. Is he ready for that?
It's a big step up there, Billy.
Well, he was picked 2 years ago to play for Queensland, and he is a much better player right now. He's got so much brilliance in his game and so much talent, involvement, his speed, but he's building a great foundation of that position, and that's the core of what keeps you in good stead.
Yeah, that that was just saying, you're an idiot, Journo.
Yeah, stop asking me stupid questions. Of course he's going to be great. And that's it. I think Billy Slater is going to be awesome. I think Reece Walsh is going to be incredible out there. Hopefully it's a tight game because he likes to get involved and put some trick plays in there.
Can you imagine Munster wandering across the field and he'll pick out either Hammer or Reece Walsh off the shoulder? It's going to be so wonderful.
Bang.
Wally Lewis joining us on the show as well. At 7:20.
Queensland by six. Triple M Breakfast, don't you know, Marto,
Margo and Dan on the radio. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Leading up to
Origin.
You two look incredible in your maroon today, I must admit. I've let the team down.
What are you doing?
I've worn nothing maroon. Well, I've got things to do today and I didn't want to walk around looking like numpties like you two.
What are you doing?
I've got to go to hardware, I've got to go building.
I know.
What are you doing? Auditioning to be a mime?
What? Just a dash of Origin. What's wrong with you?
No, I know. Well, here, I'll put your ridiculously crocheted bikini.
My mum knitted that one.
Beanie.
You've got a beanie.
I've got a beanie on.
Over the headphones.
You know what I love about today? Have we spoken about our producer? We don't like to bring him into action too often, but Snowy has 16 Origin. I think he has 16 Origin and
18
Broncos jerseys. Yes.
He's got several cover-ups, Broncos cover-ups in way of jackets.
So he's an unusual
character. Spray jackets, jumpers, hoodies. Mm. He's got everything.
And this is one of 3 days of the year where he looks like a normal human being.
Normal human being, like everybody else, just wearing their Origin gear around, their footy gear, because there's a big game of football on tonight.
There was a picture of Rebel Sport yesterday in our group chat. Mm. I just thought that was Snowy's wardrobe because it's just lined with jerseys. Thing.
What are you two up to tonight, Marto? Are you going to the pub, you said?
I'm going to the pub around the corner of the Hammer Hotel. Kath and I.
Oh, just the two of you?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Well, normally we go to someone's house and then you've got to get a cab home because you're full of ink and everything else. I'm thinking, just walk to the pub, walk home.
Dan, have you got a routine?
Yeah, I like to watch it at home.
Just by yourself.
No one else.
No one else.
Well, I can act like a bit of a peanut sometimes because I get overly energised watching it. It's the same as if the Lions were playing a grand final or the Bronx were in a grand final.
Can't watch it with others.
No, I don't like it.
Well, my problem is because I'm tired because we wake up early, right, and go to bed late, I get really sleepy. And so the last 2 years I've gone to a friend's place to watch it and on the couch just get comfy. I'm in my Maroons onesie. I've got a big hooded onesie that I wear and I fall asleep. So this year I've decided everyone's coming to my joint, but now I'm like, oh, shit, I've got no furniture. I don't know where everyone's going to be sitting.
Well, you don't care. You'll be in bed by half time.
Everybody come over. Let's order pizzas and, watch the footy.
Well, I've rethought myself now. Marto's accused me of being sad. That is true. I might go to the Hamilton Hotel with you, Marto. I'll swing in with you with Kath. Would you mind?
No, that's a personal thing. You be a loser at home, as you normally are.
What is everybody doing tonight? Can we ask 1-888-353?
Yeah. Love to.
If you guys have like a specific thing you do, because I've got some friends who said, no, we're not coming down to yours. That's lovely. Everyone else is joining you. But we have a specific routine. You know, their parents come over and they've got some certain friends that they all, because they don't want to watch. There's some Blues in our group of friends. They don't want to watch it with any Blues supporters. They make sure that their camp is Queensland only.
Blues at your house?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have any friends.
One family of Blues. They're the odd ones out. That's okay. They know it. They love it and they're proud. They'll turn up in all their stupid beanies and headwear and jerseys and, the ones with the long dreads.
Can the Blues. Oh, jump on the phone. 1-333-353. It'll get you in the running for a Mitsubishi Triton thanks to Keystar Auto World tomorrow.
It's got to be spectacular. It can't be, we're just staying at home. Yeah.
What's your ritual? What's your Origin ritual?
18,000 people are going down. You remember yesterday I was trying to track down 18,000 visitors to Adelaide.
Did they fill the stadium?
No, still 8,000 spare tickets.
Not
sold out. How much do you reckon a fan would, if you were, or not you, if a normal person went to Adelaide for a night to watch footy, $500 drop?
Are we talking accommodation, flights,
food, drinks, cabs?
$1,000 easy.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. So that's $18 million. Apparently, it only costs somewhere between $3 and $5 million for South Australia to nab the Origin.
That's why Anastasia wants it here so badly.
I know.
I actually do not believe in this game being played in Adelaide. Can I just make it clear? It should be between Queensland and New South Wales.
She wants money.
Yeah, I don't care if there's two games in New South Wales and one game here or two games here, one game. It should be in Queensland and New South Wales, which is where the two states of teams are playing from.
When you say money.
We get magic round, though.
Do you mean cash when you say money?
Money.
I mean number six.
Stop it.
She wants money.
Hey, a bit of confused sentiment in Adelaide, by the way.
Go Queensland!
What's that?
Not on the same page. They're the punters from Channel 9 News last night. Have a listen to this as well.
It has to be Queensland by 15, I think.
That's Jesus. An AFL supporter. Queensland by 15?
Oh, 2.5 goals.
Yeah, that doesn't work
in
NRL.
A goal?
Hold on. They weren't. I saw them. Were they all in anaconda shirts with the cane toad and the cockroaches? They did. Channel 9 gave them those shirts to pretend there were fans in Adelaide.
Hey, it was good to see Darren Lockyer flying, though.
No, the Maroons, Queensland.
I think that was Anthony Seibold.
Jason and Narangba, what are you getting up to, champion?
Mate, yeah, we're just having about 5 kilos of barbecue wings and, yeah, just having a good time.
Just chicken.
Anyone coming over, Jace, just or you rolling solo?
Just you, Jace.
Yeah, mate, no, we've got a few friends coming over, having a fire out the back, so, yeah, it'd be pretty good.
5 kilos worth of chicken wings.
When do you put them on? Is it pre-match you'll have them knocked over?
Oh, mate, the wife will do that before I finish work.
Oh, no.
Do you mean eat the chicken wings or cook them?
Eat them, Jace. Oh, no, I'll eat them.
How many will you do solo, Jace? Of the 5 kilos, what goes into you?
Oh, about a kilo, mate.
Yeah, we couldn't get to everyone, but plenty of people. Yeah. Catherine from Ipswich. Pizza, she's giving everyone a tip, pre-order to beat the crowds. Mm. Josh from Ormo, he's christening the projector screen. They've got a new ritual starting tonight.
You'll need a fire, won't you?
Nerida's having a street party with 20 people in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, I love that.
Michael from Shaler Park, backyard fire with a projector screen. It's going to go off tonight.
Kenny from Highgate Hills texts her through. The sunrise usually yellow-orange with all this smoke. It's looking maroon.
Oh, Queensland.
We've bunged it on.
Hey, Jace, you still there?
Yeah, mate, yep.
Can you get to tennis in tennis centre
tomorrow morning?
I sure can, mate. Yeah, brother. Hopefully you win
yourself a
Mitsubishi Triton. Thanks to Keystar Auto World. You're on Triple M. 104.5 Triple M. Marto, Margo and Dan with you. It might be the smokiest day of all. We thought the smoke was going to clear up. No wind. And on World No Tobacco Day. No, that's how disrespectful.
So if anyone at work today says, where's the smoke coming from? Brookfield it was before, but now today they're lighting up at Tingalpa and Parkinson, the bush reserves there. It's to stop, because of how much rain we've had, the fuel load has grown so high. When it dries out, it'll create terrible bushfires.
We get it, yeah.
But no. A lot of people don't do it. I just got a text from my daughter, where's this smoke coming from? And that's what people go through their lives.
Well, a fire.
What are you laughing at?
Oh,
we need to turn the TVs off in the studio. Margo's been distracted by the
today. Delaney Irving is the woman who has won the cheese wheel race
in
the UK. And she's won, but she's knocked herself out during the race, which has then caused her body to roll down the hill and win the race.
It's like Rocky. You're unconscious, but you've won the fight.
She quite possibly may have needed to have chosen out her own coffin before an imminent death in the cheese race.
Oh, segue.
Are you segue?
If you've ever wanted to try before you die, you can now go coffin camping on Tambourine Mountain. It involves sleeping in a coffin, either half shut if you're a little bit nervous, or all the way shut if you're one of the brave. See you tomorrow.
Nobody wants to do that. Who wants to go and sleep in a coffin? Do you need to hear it again?
No. Did they just say up at Mount Tambourine?
Mount Tambourine, you can go and sleep in a coffin. Try before you die. Pretty sure. No, thank you.
I worked with a lot of coffins because my sister had a funeral parlour for 33 years down at Logan.
You can buy them. This is not a new thing. You've been able to buy your own coffins up at Costco and North Lakes. They've got them there for sale. My girlfriend bought a coffin for Halloween. Put a skeleton in it, though.
How much?
Oh, $800, $600.
There's a big coffin making factory down at Narang. They make most of the coffins for the funeral homes around Brisbane.
If you're getting cremated, I don't understand the point. Put me in a cardboard box and a flat screen TV came in and just.
Well, they have different levels of coffin costs. Yeah. You know, like if you're getting cremated, then it's a lower scale coffin cost. If it's a burial or a big grant, like me, I want to be put in a museum.
You want a mausoleum?
I want one of those proper coffins.
Museum.
Well, I want people to come and visit me.
What about if we put you in a bottle?
I want to be embalmed,
and we could go in the museum. Yeah, embalmed, but vertical,
like a mummy.
Yeah, and just go, there's Margot Parker.
What a cheater. Well, she got embalmed.
She got embalmed.
She's remembered for being embalmed and put in this museum.
But I don't know if I want to be going and sleeping in coffins as like accommodation style type thing.
If you didn't know, when you're dead, you don't know anything. Like, you don't feel anything. So why is comfort?
Yeah.
And I used to see these people at the funeral parlour. They'd come in, like the families, they'd, farewelling their family, and they'd come in to organise the funeral. they'd pick special handles, and I'm going, Jesus Christ, you're just putting him in the ground or in a fire.
You know, down the aisle, you know, that's nice. But I'd like to attend my own funeral. Like, I'd like to try that before I die. Not my coffin, I don't really care about that.
A lot of people do that.
I'd like to attend my own funeral.
It's called a living funeral. It's a thing. You can actually do it.
I want to see all the people who attend and who actually take a minute to turn up, thought that I was worthy enough to actually show. Then I want to see who puts on the most tears, and then I want to see all the beautiful speeches and the things they say about you.
Have you ever been to a 70th or 80th birthday party? It's very similar. They're still there.
Imagine if you had a living funeral.
No, but they're joyful. I want to actually see people who are sad about my death, you know, who are actually upset. I don't want to see them happy. I don't want it to be a celebration. I want people to be in full-blown out mourning. Yeah. I want black veils, black clothes. I want 10 days of mandated grieving.
Remember when Kim Jong-il died in North Korea? There were all the people crying because they were being forced to at gunshot.
Yeah,
that's who you want.
Cry, mother.
Imagine if you had it. Imagine if you had your funeral and no one turned up.
Not crying.
How embarrassing.
No one said.
No one turned up.
But that's what happens if you live old enough.
Well, nobody knew that you died and they went, oh, what happened to Margot? Oh, she died like 6 months ago. Oh, did she?
Yeah, you can see her in the museum. She's stuffed and they put her up
in the bottle.
Like Cleopatra.
All right, let's bail out of here. Go Queensland tonight. Let's go. And also the rush hour with Lisa Jones, Liam and Dobbo. Dobbo's in Origin camp. He'll have any last minute changes to the teams. Right. And also they've got Russell Crowe.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Genuinely got Russell Crowe.
They got that Russell Crowe.
We've had Russell Crowe on the show.
Yeah, they've got him
about his singing.
Yes, he's bringing the band to Brizzy.
Oh, that's right. He's going to be where? The garden.
Don't know. He's at the museum that you're
What's
at.
What's the garden?
Your stuffed body's at.
He's playing
at the Secret Book of Garden.
He's playing at your living funeral,
Margaret. What's his show called?
Gentlemen Barbers.
No.
Yeah, the Gentlemen Barbers, isn't it, or something?
I'm glad we
let Liesl Jones and Liam and Dobbo do the plugs. Yeah, they're doing the plugs. And also,
it's like comedians and entertainment and storytelling and singing. It's like a mix of all of his.
Are you talking about your living funeral again? Or
Russell Coates is going to be
so sad. She's gone.
Hey, the White Rhino, Christian Welsh, on the rush hour as well. Big one. Talk to you tomorrow after Queensland's victory. Oh, and we're giving away Mitsubishi Triton.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.